Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We got a lot to talk about here today. It's Wednesday on the show, and that means, of course, last night's SmackDown heading to the TLC pay-per-view. We do, in fact, have a TLC match added to the upcoming TLC pay-per-view. It is Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, and Asuka in a TLC match for the title. I got a lot to say about that. We'll talk about it after the break. If you have any thoughts on SmackDown last night, you are welcome to give them to us here today. 1-800-878-PLAY is the sports byline, 1-800-878-PLAY. You can call the studio line here, 425-780-7566. Let me start over. Studio line here, 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411, the text message line, 425-780-7566. All of these numbers are available on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Because it's Wednesday, there's a lot of stuff coming up here tonight. There is the NXT UK show, and actually there's two shows coming up here tonight. There is a 3 o'clock Eastern show with Pete Dunne, Jordan Devlin, and Millie McKenzie and Ziya Brookside versus Charlie Morgan and Killer Kelly. The second episode coming up afterwards for Eastern will have the Rhea Ripley-Tony Storm match to crown the first WWE NXT UK Women's Champion. This match actually was taped months and months and months ago, so we'll officially know who the NXT UK Women's Champion is after today. Also, 205 Live tonight. We got NXT tonight with Keith Lee, Lars Sullivan, Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan versus The Mighty, EC3 versus Marcel Bartel, and Mia Yim versus Vanessa Bourne. Are you watching those shows? What are you looking forward to tonight? What are your thoughts on SmackDown? We got updates on Braun Strowman coming up here today. We got updates on Alexa Bliss and so much more. So stick around. We'll kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Got a lot to get into here today. A lot of text messages already. We'll go to the phones, 844-411-5411. We'll also take calls on the byline, 1-800-878-PLAY. And you can send your text messages, 425-780-7566. These numbers are up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, as well as my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. And a quick note, at the top of my Twitter, link to the annual Whale Scout fundraiser. We are very quickly running out of books. So if you want an autographed copy of the new and expanded edition of Death of WCW, you better get it quick, because I believe once they're gone, they're gone. So check it out. It's linked up at the top of my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. So last night on SmackDown, I thought the show was fine. I thought there was some decent stuff on the show. It was nowhere near as bad as the Raw show on Monday. I loved the Jeff Hardy Appreciation Day. Even though Samoa Joe interrupted it, he cut a promo, and then he went away. And Jeff Hardy got a nice little celebration. The wrestlers were out there. They celebrated his career. Everybody was happy. I loved it. I loved that segment. And then we had the main event, which was a women's battle royal, where Paige announced earlier in the show that the winner was going to get the third spot in the third spot. They announced Becky versus Charlotte in a TLC match, coming up at the TLC pay-per-view. And then out comes Paige. And after some rigmarole, she announces this battle royal here with all of the women. And whoever wins is going to be added to the TLC match. And they do this battle royal. And it comes down to Asuka, Mandy, Sonya, and Naomi. And Asuka and Sonya are the final two. Asuka gets rid of her. And Asuka is now in the TLC main event. And I had some people that texted and they tweeted and they were all excited. So I guess maybe I'm in the minority here. I love Asuka. Let me get that out of the way first. I think she's great. I think that the match is going to be better with Asuka in it, because who knows what condition Becky Lynch is in. I mean, obviously she's still not wrestling yet. And they're putting her in a match with tables, ladders, and chairs coming off a concussion. I mean, it's very possible the reason Asuka's even in the match is so that her and Charlotte can carry the load here and not put Becky at risk. But with all that said, what does Asuka have to do with any of this? Isn't this whole thing about Charlotte and Becky Lynch, and they've had like, I mean, have they had a match at SummerSlam, and then we had all of the different little rigmarole and the deal with Nia Jax and Charlotte taking her place against Ronda. And now they're going to square off again. They don't like each other again, by the way, after hugging. And now all of a sudden, like completely random, Asuka has been added to this match. I don't like it. Maybe I'm in the minority.
Well, I look at it as there's something up with Becky, or they're not clear on whether Becky will be cleared or not. So I get it. They took an interesting way to get there, which was Mandy Rose's union leader. Which, how do you think about that? She comes out with the heel side to confront Paige, and then Naomi comes out and goes, you know, Mandy's got this thing right. And they decided to kind of sideways, shove it in that way. So it was an odd way to get there, and it looks really wonky on the surface, especially if you're a very tense Becky Lynch fan who thinks that Charlotte's going to get the win, and then we're going to move right on to what it was always going to be, which was Charlotte and Ronda Rousey, which Becky keeps touching on, you know, over and over again. Every time she's interviewed in the interviews after the show, she mentioned the same thing. They want Charlotte to be there, so they're continuing to kind of play that angle. But I just kind of am taking a wait-and-see approach right now because it feels as though they just have a backup plan in case they need to wipe Becky out of the match early, and then it's essentially Asuka and Charlotte until they get to whatever result they're going to get to.
This person here says, Sonya Deville should have won last night. She has proven herself to be a formidable challenger. I'm not entirely sure what to make of this text message here. There's no way Sonya Deville should have been the third person in that three-way TLC match. Are you kidding me?
Come on.
Are you kidding? And by the way, Sonya and Mandy are buddies again?
Sure.
Like they did weeks where they were breaking up. Now they're just like all back together again. And Charlotte and Becky, who like hugged a couple of weeks ago, I mean, now they're mad at each other again. I don't know what's going on anymore. I do my best to pay attention to this show. Tonight on Total Divas, since they did that storyline with the sunglasses of Jim the Anvil Neidhart. On the season finale tonight, the female superstars prepare for their historic Money in the Bank match. I think Money in the Bank was in July. Are faced with pressure inside and outside the ring. While Nia prepares for her publicly anticipated singles match against Ronda Rousey, I guess it was June, Trinity, that's Naomi, tries to get her relationship with John back on track after realizing her wedding ring is stolen. So, like, they're having marital problems because someone stole her wedding ring? As a shock and heartbreak to all, the Hart Dynasty is shaken when Natty and her family are faced with the devastating loss of her father, Jim the Anvil Neidhart. So that is the season finale of Total Divas, which I guess they've kind of sort of been building up on Raw. That's coming up tonight. All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hi, this is Brian from Toronto.
What's up?
Not too much. I just wanted to ask a quick question about the WWE's NXT expansion thing that's going on right now.
Yeah.
I was just wondering what WWE is going to quantify as, you know, a success for something like this, because we've seen that the NXT UK show is not being watched by a ton of people on the network. And I would expect that a show in, you know, Japan and China and Australia and Germany and all that sort of thing would yield similar, if not worse, results. And they're by no means in any sort of financial difficulty with any of this. But I was just wondering what they would consider a success going forward with something like this.
An excellent question, my friend. Allow me. So here's the deal with this this NXT deal. So NXT is a money loser. And That's the end of the story there. However, the way that they quantify the success of NXT is, let's say that Lars Sullivan is brought up, and clearly Lars Sullivan is going to get a monster push. I mean, regardless of whether or not Dave reported that or not, which he did, by the way, you can tell by the fact that they're doing video packages on Raw and SmackDown. All the announcers are salivating over this guy. They're going to do the bidding war deal. I mean, he's going to get a giant push. And in their minds, if Lars Sullivan gets called up and he runs roughshod over the next year, and in 2020, for example, let's say that he headlines WrestleMania in 2020. In their mind, that more than pays for the losses of NXT. NXT developed the guy. In their minds, yes, they lose money on house shows. Yes, they lose money over the course of the year, but the people they develop that go up to the main roster become money draws, and therefore, that makes up for the losses. So with WWE UK, you have to consider that WWE UK is on the network because what they want is a television deal in each of these different countries. Like, they want a broadcast television deal for NXT UK in the UK. When they go to Germany, they're going to want an over-the-air TV show in Germany. If they open one up in China, they're going to want a TV show in China. I mean, and then from that point, once you have television in those countries, then the idea is, Well, when we tour, we're not going to draw 300 fans because the television is going to help sell tickets for these events. That's the idea here. And again, if WWE UK or WWE UK Germany or whatever, if they don't get a broadcast television deal and they just end up being shows on the network, I mean, at the end of the day, if they develop a talent that ends up on the main roster and becomes a star, that's enough for them. And I mean, the other thing is, let's say that nobody watches NXT UK, all right? Hopefully, in their minds, the more we run, and with guys like Walter and other people that are going to end up on that show, we'll build up a following. But on top of that, even if we don't, the whole idea is to get everybody training to work on television. So that's another reason to do television, to train them so they're ready for Raw and SmackDown if they end up going up there. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Get some game in store. You're with me now. We'll be again. Other points in between. And the cool, cool mornings. Turn the days a swim or sink. Living right is easy.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. What the hell is MLW's big announcement? I've been waiting all day for this. Cord Bauer is promising a monumentally big thing.
He might as well just call in right now and let everybody know about it.
Going down very, very soon. A monumentally big thing. What could that be? By the way, I've got a text message here that I gleefully must read. Bild, the biggest newspaper in all of Germany, told their readers not to watch last Monday's Raw. Quote, the worst wrestling show of all time. Wow.
Well,
I would not say that.
No.
I'll say it again. 99 WCW is much worse.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, I want to say something because somebody texted me about this morning. They said, well, at least that was hilarious. Okay, let me tell you something. If you listened to the Brian and Vinny show last night and you laughed for an hour and 35 minutes, you thought it was so funny, I want to thank you very much for that. But that was me and Vinny and Craig doing what we could to entertain you, the listener. Actually watching the show was not funny. It was no fun. I didn't laugh one time. I was in the worst mood after watching that Nitro. It ruined my whole day. For hours afterwards, I was in a terrible mood. It's not funny. It sucks. I can make it funny because I can tell you how stupid it is. And to a lot of people, that's funny. But trust me, it ain't funny watching it.
I lived through that. I still have that as a VHS tape that's on top of a pile because we'd go back to it because it was so amazing. And if you're in your late teens, early 20s, you party with party supplies, you sit there with your friends, you want to watch something ridiculous and make fun of something, absolutely watch that Nitro. If you're a fan of wrestling and you're a fan of good television and you're a fan of coherent things and spending your budget correctly and not wasting everyone's time, you'll hate that show. And it is, there's a lot of, and this is before it got really bad with WCW, if you can imagine that, but the bent 2x4 and Hoovy looking at the camera going, she's choking before humping Bertha Faye and everything else ridiculous that happened, him winning the IWGP bottle with a tequila bottle, all of the stupid stuff that happened, none of it was beneficial to the business, anyone involved with it, or to wrestling fans. So there are two ways to look at that. You want just a sheer disaster area where you're just laughing at everything and don't care because nothing matters. Great, go ahead and do that. But there's a reason that that company is out of business, and we're talking about WWE in the way that we are.
Person says, hello, I'm Juan, a longtime listener, first-time texter. That hug between Becky and Charlotte makes even less sense now. Could it be that the hug was unscripted and it was just something Becky did on her own, not knowing how long she would be out? I would be stunned if that was an unscripted hug. I could practically guarantee that it was scripted. Which, by the way, I mean, the fact that we have to wonder whether or not something is scripted or unscripted because it's so nonsensical. I mean, just look at the rest of the show. I mean, was it unscripted that Mandy and Sonya were pretending to break up and then now they're buddies again? I mean, no, they do something and then they do something else the next week. And they do something after that. And they just keep doing things. Or it says, Peyton should have won the Battle Royal, because then you don't have the Iconics look like the joke that they are. Even Billy Kay would have made sense, because then you have international appeal and can lead it into NXT UK. She's not from the UK. She's from Australia.
Yeah, and do you want Peyton, do you want either one of them falling through a table or a
Hell
TLC
no.
match?
No.
I mean, come
but
on.
You know what? I think part of this is, there is, I'm not meaning to I'm not trying to bury this fan here, okay? Just want to make that clear, Texter. I appreciate you listening. But it does appear that there is a subset of fans today that have grown up with this WWE that we're watching right now. And to them, like it's just, well, who else could we be having a TLC? How about Peyton?
Plug and play?
Yeah, plug and play. Like, let's just have Peyton in there. What? Like, there's no reason that Peyton or Billy Kay should be in that match. Number one, they'd kill each other. Or somebody would kill them. Like, I mean this in the nicest way possible, but the Iconics have somehow, they've gotten worse on the main roster, in the ring. Like, that almost never happens. I mean, at worst, you're like Lana, and you never improve. But to actually be better wrestlers in developmental than you are on the main roster is virtually inconceivable, and they have achieved that goal. They don't need to be in a TLC match. I love Asuka. She doesn't need to be in the TLC match. I want a story here. I want a follow-up to what's going on with Becky and Charlotte. Asuka has nothing to do with this. I mean, maybe the idea is that Asuka's going to turn heel at the TLC show, And she's going to feud with one of these, and the other one's going to break off to wrestle Ronda. Maybe that's what they're doing here. But, like, going in, like, forget what the plan is. Going in, she doesn't need to be in this match. It doesn't even make any sense. Why is Paige adding somebody to this match? It's nonsensical.
Well, and if, yeah, that's, if Charlotte is getting artificial opportunity to the point where the champion and every single woman on the roster, including people that would fight by her side and are supposed to be her friends, are complaining about it, then why was Charlotte just not removed for the match and then have somebody else have an opportunity to get into it? I mean, it's, it seems to also be that they, I have a feeling, I don't know, it feels like they're setting up Charlotte to still be kind of the queen of the walk here, no pun intended, as far as she and Ronda Rousey being the end goal, because it seems as though it doesn't matter whether she's a babyface or a heel or anything like that. She's going to be the one that benefits and survives all of this stuff. I get that impression that that's still the way they're going to lead, and they're leaving it just open enough on the end where if it's up against Becky and she gets booed to death, fine, they'll go ahead and conquer it that way. If she starts getting cheered, good, we'll go ahead and wipe her out, you know, have her wipe out Sonya and Mandy and whoever else is on the heel side, and we'll go that direction. Whatever it is, it just seems to be that that's the way that they're leading here, because she is as strong or still more strong personality-wise almost than Becky is, or came across that way last night.
This person here says, did you watch the show? The complaint was that Charlotte didn't earn another title shot and that someone else deserves a chance. It's a legitimate gripe in kayfabe. No, it's not.
Especially not the way it was done, really.
Listen, if this goes for wrestling and this goes for real life, what you see in the news, the world, okay? You're going to have people tell you all sorts of things. You don't have to believe it. You can do your own research. You can make your own decisions, okay? When those women came out and said that Charlotte Flair did not earn another title shot, these are words that a script writer wrote that they recited. If you use your own damn eyes and watch the show, how in God's name does Charlotte not deserve another title shot? She destroyed Ronda Rousey. She obliterated her.
Yeah.
She left her in a bloody, broken, beaten heap. It's not my fault that the next night on Raw, Ronda Rousey came out none the worse for wear. I mean, she destroyed her. She massacred her. Then, the very next week on SmackDown, she massacred and destroyed both Iconics by herself. Yeah. So, you're telling me in kayfabe it makes sense that the Iconics are going to come out and say that they deserve a title? Of course it doesn't. You have eyes. Pay attention to the show. Don't just listen to what they tell you and feel that you have to go that direction. She doesn't deserve another title shot. Are you kidding me? Do you watch the show? Of course she deserves another title shot. Let's go to the phones.
And at least they decided to go with Asuka, and as opposed to anybody else on there too. So I mean,
Asuka doesn't deserve a title shot?
She doesn't, but I mean,
she won a random battle royal over a bunch of geeks.
Look, we already talked about that. I agree with you. But as far as anybody they could have put in that spot, thankfully it was Asuka into this match, and they didn't decide to go, well, let's put the newly pushed Mandy Rose or Sonya Deville or somebody like that in the match too, or Alana or something like that, which if they would have done that, I would not have fallen over shocked, because nothing they do surprises me anymore.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, boys, what's up? You know, I think the reason why Asuka's in there is pretty much just to take the fall. I really think that Charlotte's going to walk away with the belt, and, you know, you're going to have your Becky Lynch win the Rumble. My only thing about that is, Charlotte and Ronda are going to be under the same roof for TLC for the first time since Survivor Series. They have to do something with Ronda and Charlotte there. If they don't do something with Ronda and Charlotte there, I actually might be done watching this stuff.
I think they'll do something.
Charlotte could be going in the Rumble. Asuka winning the belt because she doesn't actually beat either Charlotte or Becky or whatever it is, where she somehow gets the fortuitous fall, which leads to Charlotte in the Rumble winning that and then choosing Ronda, and then you have Asuka and Becky as a sub-story. I mean, I wouldn't fall over shocked if they decide to go that direction either.
Well, I mean, there's a lot
of... the other thing I wanted to say was I was surprised that Becky didn't bring up Nia last night. I know she's on a different show, but I wonder if they're kind of getting away from that, too.
Well, I mean, they had Charlotte mention it, and then Becky reacted.
They still need to put a period on the end of that sentence. I don't know when that's going to be, but they're still going to have to do something with Becky and Ronda because I don't think the fans are going to let that one go for quite some time.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah, it was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed-rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as 1 business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yep, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/blue. Bestegg.com/blue.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, there is one simple solution to all of this, which is that the storyline will be that Ronda is the Raw champion and Becky and Charlotte both want to challenge Ronda, but they have to win the Royal Rumble to do it, and you're not entering the Royal Rumble as champion. So Asuka wins the title, they both go into the Rumble, and you either have one of them win, or you do the deal to set up the three-way where they tie or whatever. I mean, there are ways to do it where Asuka would end up as champion, but, I mean, you could put the belt on Asuka without having to add her randomly to a TLC match. I mean, it's possible because it's fake.
Stephanie stomping down to the ring like her father and blowing out both quads like on the way to the ring to solve what happens, just like he did with John Cena and Batista. I don't wish that on Stephanie, but is that the direction you're going to go, or are you going to go more with a traditional tie to get him there?
No, there's a lot of ways I can tie. Braun Strowman underwent his elbow surgery. And by the way, I just got to I don't want to sit here and say I told you so,
mm-hmm.
but if you recall a few weeks ago, Charlotte destroyed Ronda Rousey, left her for dead. The very next night, Raw opens with like a 15-minute beating of Braun Strowman. That by the time it was over, it was like, what did they even bother having Ronda get destroyed for? They just did the same angle the next night. And I brought it up to Dave, and he said, well, they wanted to get rid of the guy. They had to do an injury angle for the elbow. And what did I say, everybody? I said, did they have to do it the next night?
No.
Why couldn't they have waited till like the following Monday? And he said, well, maybe he wanted to get his surgery done ASAP. I said, okay, fine, I'll accept that. Well, he got his surgery done yesterday. So, in fact, they could have waited a full week and not had to do a massive beating angle 24 hours after they did the same thing with Charlotte and Ronda. Anyway, he underwent his surgery. No information on a timetable for a return. He had bone spurs in his elbow. He may or may not be back for TLC. Now, let me rephrase that. They're building it up so big that I think he's going to be there. I mean, he could just come in and power slam Corbin and win, and that's just the end of that. When he'll be back at 100%, I don't know. His elbow was not shattered. Bone spurs just get shaved off, and then he has to just recover. And he's got until December 6th. He's got 2 weeks, so a little more than 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. So we'll see. I do expect him to be there, but it depends on how quickly he heals.
Part of me is still amazed that they didn't go into their bag of tricks of pre-production and their love of destroying cars and such. Why did this have to take place in front of everybody? This is a guy that has been in situations where he has been hit with actual cars, supposedly, and has been trapped in ambulances that have been smashed. Why did they not go that direction to take him out? Because it wasn't going to be out for a long enough period of time. Instead, we have Braun going, the doctor's never seen anything like this arm injury. Like, you were hit by a car, and I'm supposed to, like, worry about you, like, getting beaten up by Bobby Lashley? I don't know. I'm surprised.
Not to mention, his surgeon does broken necks. Things his way doctor, worse than he's, bone spurs and an elbow.
Everybody, I don't know, maybe there's younger fans, like when you hear Birmingham, Alabama in wrestling, the first thing you are trained to think of is Dr. James Andrews, and we're going to go see him talk about Edge's neck, Triple H's whatever body part of his got torn at the moment, whoever it is. We've been seeing this for years, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Braun's got a big thumbs up with one of his, whoever operated on him, whether
it's
it was
James
Andrews
or not.
So it was Andrews again, so it wasn't even an acolyte. You got Andrews again out there, and they're giving double thumbs up. I just think, I was just very surprised that a company loves to destroy things and do those sorts of things that they didn't do more to take out the guy who is supposedly, he's a monster. He's completely indestructible.
All right, let's go to the phones. Last call. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Corey from Indiana.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask about the TLC match.
Yes.
Do you think the reason they're doing a TLC match with Asuka, Charlotte, and Becky is so Ronda could come down and interfere in the match, since she has a beef with both
she
Becky
could
and Charlotte right now?
She could. I mean, I think
I feel
that,
like that's the direction they're going.
I mean, she can interfere. She could interfere in any match. I mean, it doesn't have to be a TLC match. I mean, There's supposed to be a tables match on the show. There's supposed to be a ladder match and a TLC match. I don't think it had to be. I think they just wanted to do a TLC because the hot feud right now is Charlotte and Becky, and they want to give them the hot match. I think that's literally the reason for it.
Yeah, and then my second question is, with there being a TLC match, wouldn't the title be suspended above the ring and there wouldn't be pinfalls or submissions?
Yeah, there would be no fall. I think when he meant fall, he was just talking like the loser of the match. But yes, there's no falls in a TLC.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. And so thank you for taking my call.
Yep, thank you very much. And keep in mind, everybody, that like, you know, TLC match, tables, ladders, chairs, it's basically just a hardcore match. So if Ronda is going to get revenge with cane shots, I mean, that would be a fine place to do so. So we'll see what ends up happening at TLC. Let's go to some of these text messages here. We are flooded with them. This person asked about the update on Braun. We talked about that. He says, don't forget the chairs match. That's right. You know, I'm surprised that, in fact, the Baron Corbin versus Braun Strowman match is not a chairs match. I mean, wouldn't that make sense? Shouldn't I guess he's the authority figure, so he chooses the match. But, like, in any other wrestling promotion, if I destroy Braun Strowman with a chair and shatter his elbow with a chair, and at the next pay-per-view there's something called a chairs match, I mean, hey, that should be the match, right?
You'd think.
Bert says, with all the talent on the roster, what do they see in Baron Corbin? It's like he's the only tall guy on the roster. I just don't get it. Hey, you know what? I'm going to defend Baron Corbin here. Believe it or not. Because I said this years ago. When they did Breaking Ground, that show on the WWE Network, I'm sure you can still go up and watch it. You know who was a massively compelling character was Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
It's one of those deals where if you're backstage at the event, he probably comes across as he's a cool guy. He's a legitimate lone wolf, not in storyline, but apparently in real life. And he's charismatic guy, I guess, in real life. The problem is none of that translates to television. We got to watch television. But the people that are putting the show together, they're not watching the television. And if they are, it's on a little monitor. They're backstage with the guy all day. So they see things in him that we don't. And we see things in the guy that they don't watching on television. Like, I'll give you a great example. Of all people, Brad Armstrong. If you talk to anybody that knew Brad Armstrong, they'll all tell you he was the funniest guy. I howled with laughter anytime this guy was around. He was so funny, had so much charisma. Well, you put that guy on TV and he was a guy. God bless him, he was a guy. And if he'd been around in 2018, God only knows, maybe he'd be Baron Corbin today. Just out there being a guy. But damn, he's funny backstage.
Yeah. Look, there's advantages to Baron Corbin. There really are, and I like Baron Corbin. It's just him as 1 hour of my 3 hour Raw. No, him with the way the character is currently structured and his role on it. No, could I see him being part of a main event unit that is doing battle like they'd like to do? Yes, the way it is currently structured and how they got there. No, they haven't really done him any favors. And like you mentioned, it's like a Brad Armstrong or a lot of other guys who, I mean, like in the case of Brad Armstrong, his wrestling was fantastic, too, on top of everything else. I mean, you'd figure he'd have all these things to break through. And for whatever reason, he just never did. And he's one of the greatest workers. I don't know. He's one of the greatest workers of my generation. He's one of my favorite wrestlers to watch of all time growing up. I mean, it just he was great. There's no other way to say it. But, yeah, it didn't translate in almost any possible way. And again, I don't know. I try not to bash Baron Corbin again because I don't think a lot of this is his fault. It's just the positions he's been put in and what he's been given and how much he is on the show. It's just it's kind of wacky.
All right, I got a correction.
Almost said a confession there.
I got a confession. I was wrong.
Oh, my God. He admitted it, everybody.
It's not James Andrews. Drop. Somebody pointed out that's not James Andrews. And upon further examination, that is not James Andrews.
Well, so there you go. So it was an acolyte doctor, but still, it remains the same. You know what I mean? Even who knows if that doctor, I wonder if that's the doctor that had never seen such an injury before.
Oh, here you go. Ray and Orton will probably be the chairs match because they've attacked each other's necks with chairs the past couple of weeks. That's from Erica. You're
right. Why isn't Ronda in a chairs match?
Hey, I got a better one for you. How come, just out of curiosity, how come Charlotte put a chair around Ronda Rousey's neck and stomped on it?
Yeah.
And Ronda Rousey was 100% the next night.
Yeah.
But Randy Orton put a chair around Ray's neck and stomped on it. And Ray's still in a neck brace this week.
Because they're stupid.
Excellent answer. You know what will happen is I'm going to get 25 text messages saying, well, Randy Orton's much stronger than Charlotte.
Oh, stop.
And Ray's neck, he's a much smaller man than Ronda. Even though he's not.
Who's got bigger thighs, Charlotte or Randy Orton?
The Randy Orton. Are you kidding me? Gotta be kidding.
Damn close, though. She's got some big thighs.
This person says, Becky Lynch's current Twitter bio reads, I hug people I don't like when I'm concussed. Recently broke myself out of doctor jail. Am the best. Well, you know, I give her credit. She's trying to make the nonsensical sensical, which is what a lot of fans do as well. And I appreciate them for that.
WWE's Choose Your Own Adventure series.
That's really what it is.
Something else. It blows my mind, you know, and I understand. Like, you don't have to lay everything out to me. There's got to be some questions and some drama and some open ends and some things like that. I mean, it is a soap opera. It is entertainment. It is a never-ending story in some ways, but you do not need your fan base trying to come up with justifications as to why things happen on your show for everything.
Person says, I guess the problem is they just don't book anyone of their strengths lately. So it's aggravating watching them try to shove square pegs into circle puzzles. This is in regards to Baron Corbin. Well, like I said, I think that they think that Corbin's like a very charismatic guy. Which, by the way, it was Thanksgiving this past week. And so we do not have the ratings for Monday night yet. But I will be interested to see how a three-hour Raw with a full hour of Baron Corbin does in the ratings.
Hey, Lance, you know, this guy, Lance Storm, he's on Twitter right now asking, does anyone who follows Retro Tuesday with B and V and C have a Nitro segment count from last night? I responded 5,462. Do we have an actual count?
I have no idea to count. I was so, I just gave up. I can't do it anymore.
Poor Vinny.
Person says, you forget, Brian, last year's TLC only had a single TLC match. No chairs match, no ladders match, no tables match. The Almost Shield versus Miz and Friends, with all the other matches being basic matches. The real reason the women's title matches at TLC is in case Braun can't make TLC. Well, I mean, they could do two TLC matches. There's no rule. Yeah. I mean, they could have put... Here we go.
They make everything else up as they go along, so who cares?
I just got it. How ironic. Oh, my God.
What you get?
All right. This is everybody. Oh, no. And this is for all of you that emailed me and texted me yesterday about how cool Baron Corbin is and how much you enjoyed him. Despite easier competition, Raw fell 5% Monday to 2.37 million viewers. The drop was because last week's show came a day after a major pay-per-view. The show was ninth for the night on cable, trailing the usual NFL-related and news programming. The generally viewed week show saw the audience drop 19%. From the first to the third hour, one of the bigger drops in history, to go along with being one of the lower-rated Raws in history. And by the way, the drop was huge among women in particular. Women 18 to 49 dropped off 17% from the first to the third. Teenage girls dropped 35% from the first to the third.
Oh, man, the teenage girls must all cut the cord.
If you recall, the first 35 minutes of the show was Baron Corbin. And then they announced the main event was Baron Corbin versus Finn Balor. Hour 3, 2.1 million viewers. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables
schools, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I want to send a big shout-out here to Jeffrey R. Dugas, M.D., the elbow specialist down there in Birmingham. He's the man right there in that photograph with Braun Strowman.
Well, Hacksaw Dugas.
No, Mike, be respectful of this man. Someday your elbow may be shattered. This person says, maybe they will push Lars Sullivan as a monster that dominates on Raw and SmackDown. I don't know. I don't think they're going to do that. But we'll see.
See, they're doing a bidding war for him?
Yeah. Looks like way. Looks like way. So they both want him.
Well, and I wonder about it. Like, if Brock's not ready to go, is that the excuse to get him in there to beat up Baron? And if Brock is ready to go, then maybe they slide him over to SmackDown, where the monster, quote, is relatively small. I mean, who's the big monster on SmackDown? Sans Joe.
I don't know if we have one. I got to read this real quick. Charlotte lost to Becky on pay-per-view twice, got beaten by Ronda on pay-per-view. She was awarded a title shot by a babyface GM for using weapons to maim Ronda. What sense does that make? You're arguing she deserves a title shot simply because she destroyed Ronda. You're helping further the wins and losses don't matter narrative. All right, listen, after the show, text me, okay? I want you to tell me, what in the world did anybody else in that Battle Royal do to deserve a championship match? What did the Iconics do besides getting absolutely destroyed by Charlotte the week before? What in the world has Asuka done of late? What has Mandy Rose done? What has Sonya done? What has Carmella done? What has Naomi done? They haven't done anything. They haven't beaten anybody.
Danced.
They've done nothing. Their team got wiped out at Survivor Series, which, by the way, hell of a follow-up this week to that sweep at Survivor Series. They didn't do nothing. What has Zelina Vega done? Nothing. The only woman who's done anything on that brand of late is Charlotte Flair. I hate this show. Filthy and I are going to be back. Talking SmackDown, which I started the show liking. At the end of the show, I hated it just because you made me think about it. We'll talk about it after. We're out of here.
There's your tease, everybody.
Wrestling Observer Live.